Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Meanwhile, the podcast about what I'm doing when I'm not doing this, i.e., you know, when I'm not podcasting. And joining me today, we have Pauline.
Hi, hello.
And we're going to talk about, stuff that's been going on since last we spoke. So, Pauline, let's see. I'm just going to adjust my microphone here. Oh, goodness gracious. Yes. Mm. So, first of all, happy birthday to me.
Yay. Happy birthday, Mike. Yay.
Yes.
Big birthday boy.
Big being, you know, in terms of age rather than in terms of size. Yeah.
All grown up now, Mike, aren't
you? All grown up, yeah. getting old. So, ow. Yes. Sorry. Creaking like the old man I am. I did my back in.
Yes, you did do your back in, didn't you?
And I don't know what I did exactly. I think what it was, I think, because there was nothing wrong with my back. This is such a typical thing, I think, in the age of the internet. There was nothing wrong with my back, but I saw these exercises online and they sort of said, you know, oh, these are a great little bunch of exercises that you can easily do in bed every day. And they're great for a lower back pain. And I didn't have lower back pain, but I thought, yeah, that's probably a really good way of not getting lower back pain is to do these exercises and keep your back supple. So I started doing them and I was doing them, you know, for quite some time. And yeah, I just started to get these little aches in my back and I started to think, oh, well, I'm doing these exercises, so I'm probably not doing them, you know, enough. So I started doing them more. And, you know, I think what I was doing was I was hurting my back. And so when I started hurting my back, basically this is what it translates to. I then started hurting my back more to try to prevent myself from hurting my back. And anyway, so I think that was what I was doing. And in this kind of, you know, this was getting worse and worse. And I was out there in the garden and I was doing a bit of digging because it's that time of year. And I was digging this plant and I thought, oh, what was that? Oh, my back. Oh. And of course, the next day, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I think your muscles are in spasm. I don't think, well, we don't know because we're not doctors.
But and you can't see what? Well, you can see what.
No, but I don't think you've got a slip disc or anything. I think muscles in spasm. But that's bloody painful because, you know, as you know, I'm a martyr to my back, so I know how painful that is.
Yeah.
But, I suppose the attraction was exercise and you don't have to get out of bed. That was probably the big draw, wasn't it?
I think it probably was. So it was like that, and I couldn't really walk. I had a walking stick, and I was hobbling. No, it's not funny. I was hobbling around.
Yeah, sorry,
I was hobbling about there, and so you know what could I do? Nothing. Couldn't walk the dogs. You had to do double.
That's right. Double dog duty for me.
Double dog duty.
I have walked my legs off last week.
Yeah.
Haven't I? I really have.
Yeah. And so I've been sitting here at home, useless, getting better, recuperating.
Like Baby Jane's sister. I can't think of her name.
Was it Madge?
I don't know if it was Madge.
Madge?
Anyway, Joan Crawford. Mike was Joan Crawford and yeah. I was Bette Davis.
Marge
might be right, yeah.
Usher, I don't know. Quick factual interjection here. As many of you are probably jumping up and down shouting right at the moment, the character Pauline is talking about in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane was Blanche. That's me off the pub quiz team, isn't it? But anyway, yeah, that was me.
Oh, he was nearly getting a rat for dinner as well. Yeah. But, you know, luckily he was, you know, reasonably good patient.
Where's my bell?
Yeah. You do have one as well,
I
don't
do.
You?
It's not. Look, that was a serious question.
Yeah.
So anyway, that said, I rested and recuperated. And now I'm on the mend, I think. I'm now taking the dogs out once a day.
Yes.
For a short walk. And when I started, it hurt. But now, third day, it's getting a bit better. Mm. And I'm able to sit and write, which is the important thing. Because I couldn't sit and write. It was so bloody painful. And so that was why I put out that recent episode of Dracula. Because I'd sworn off that. I said, right, I'm going to leave that. And I'll come back to it at some future date. But I couldn't do any writing, so it just seemed to me the most sensible thing to do was to bring out some podcast, because I could podcast. I could stand up and talk into a microphone. That was okay. And when it came to audio editing, I could do it sitting on the floor.
Yeah,
because you know it's peculiar, but you know you can move your legs this way and that way. You can put them all over the place.
Basically. Legs akimbo.
Kneeling was actually quite comfortable, so I could kneel there and just click away with the mouse on the screen. But not write. You can't really write sort of like that, like
no,
some
you can't.
Child
no.
reaching up.
You'd end
the
up knackering your knees then anyway. You know,
do.
You know,
you do.
You know, another part of your body to you know.
To exercise to the point of breaking.
Yeah, hang on, I've got a good knee exercise and you don't have to get out of bed to do it.
But anyway, so yeah, that's good and I'm on the mend. And what else? Obviously, there's this whole coronavirus business. Mm-hmm. So the sheltering at home is what old people do. We're not quite there yet.
We're sort of, not going anywhere. Though the restrictions have been lifted a little bit in Ireland. You can
they were lifted today, weren't they?
Yeah, not much. I mean, you can go 5 kilometres
as opposed to two.
You can go and to garden centres and DIY shops, I think.
And they opened today.
Yeah, and apparently they're all bananas with people obviously fighting over, you know, I don't know, marigolds and getting coronavirus.
But people have been queuing. People have been cooped up for so long. Yeah. Everybody obviously had the same idea. Oh, garden centre's open today. Let's go to the garden centre.
Take my money.
Well, if you can get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it crossed my mind, you know. I thought, oh, what can I do for my birthday? Let's go to a garden centre. No, wait, let's not, because that's almost definitely what everybody else
In the world.
In this particular part of the world is going to do. And so they did. So it's like an obvious thing, isn't it? You're cooped up in lockdown. And, you know, you're sitting there and you're thinking, come on, look at that. I really need to DIY that shelf or DIY that door or whatever else it might be. But you think, bloody DIY shops are shut. Likewise, you know, you're looking in the garden, you think, I really need to plant that or move that or, you know, break my back digging this hole.
Well, we all know what happens when you really need to do something.
You can see why those two types of shops have been allowed to open because those are obviously the things that people kind of can do. When they're in lockdown.
Yeah, and I'm going into work 1 or 2 days a week. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's all very social distanced, very well managed and all
that
kind of
thing. Whereas this is my job. Lockdown is my job.
Yeah, lockdown is your life.
But anyway, so moving on from all that caboodle, what else is new? I know. Merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, merchandise is now out. I've obviously shared this on Patreon, but I got in touch with a friend of mine who I met doing those Wax Worlds conventions, a guy called Ben Hennessy, who's an Irish illustrator, who's very talented, and he does, like, you know, graphic novel sort of illustrations. I said to him, because I wanted to do something really nice, really cool for the merch, and I said, Ben, can you come up with an original drawing for this? And we talked about it, and we sort of came up with the hearse as a sort of a thing to go with. So it's an original drawing, and it's really fab. And it's I put it on a site called Redbubble, because we looked at various t-shirt sort of production sites, and I've bought something from Redbubble before, and it's a nice quality shirt. So I went with them, and you can get it on an astonishing array of things: t-shirts, all kinds of
shower
t-shirts,
curtains.
Shower curtains.
Shower curtains are really good, actually.
Pictures, posters, bags, just
duvet covers.
Duvet covers of all things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's news, and there's also the simple logo Underwood and Flinch, you know, the words. So there's also that if you don't want to have a hearse roaring around on your chest.
The simple logo is actually really nice as well.
It is. It is nice. And the only thing that's missing is caps. For some reason, Redbubble don't do caps. I don't know why.
We've been watching a lot of things on Netflix.
Some of them are actually quite good. That brings us to our exciting segment, What's on My TV? Yes. What's on my TV? What's on our TV? Mm. Which is a segment I usually do on the $5 podcast, but well, let's do it here because nothing's happening when I'm not doing this. So other than like watching TV. So what have we been watching of late? What are we watching at the moment? I know. There was that show we started watching. It's a horror anthology series. You'll be interested in this, listeners. It's on Netflix and it's called Blood Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah. We've only seen episode one, which was called, I've written it down, Ultimate Sacrifice. And I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good.
I thought that's the sort of story that I would like to have written. I thought it was really cracking. We've only seen episode one. We haven't seen the rest. But I can certainly recommend, based on episode one, I can certainly recommend Blood Ride to you. We also started watching Creepshow, didn't we? We got Shudder just so we could watch Creepshow. And I don't like it.
It sucked. It sucked. I didn't like it at all.
We've watched a few, haven't we?
Yeah. Not scary.
No, not scary.
Or creepy.
Or funny.
Yeah.
But we've only seen about three, I think.
Yeah. But
so far, so bad.
Yeah.
What else did we see? We saw there was that Freud.
Yes, I liked that.
Yeah,
very much.
I liked it. It was a very good looking show, and it was very well acted. It was Belgian?
I thought it was Austrian.
Austrian, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at the wrong one here.
Yeah,
it was Austrian, and so it was German language, but it was brilliantly dubbed.
Yeah, fantastically dubbed. Yeah, I would say the voices were really good. Yeah,
And so it was a great show.
And
really,
it looks fantastic, doesn't it?
It looks fantastic. It's very well acted. It's very well put together, and we both really enjoyed that.
And it's creepy, and there's kind of mysterious goings on with hypnotism, and it's all kind of really. Yeah, I thought it was great.
It's dark, man.
Yeah, it is dark. It's really dark and strange societies, you know, secret societies and, all kinds of weirdness. And the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which I found really interesting because most kind of, it's set in sort of, I suppose, what would be British Edwardian era. Mm. But you don't see too many dramas that are set in Europe.
No.
And what they were like. And even just looking at things like what the police uniforms were like and stuff, it's really fascinating. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Really great. I really enjoyed it.
So that was Freud. Gets a big thumbs up from Pauline.
Yeah, really
and,
good.
And a thumbs up from me too.
Yeah.
The other one we watched, talking of things that are dubbed into English, but extremely well, was, and this one is Belgian, Into the Night.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one on the Belgian airliner.
Yeah, yeah.
And the premise for this is basically...
we don't want to give away too much.
It's not giving anything away.
Okay.
You learn that real quick. The whole Into the Night thing is there's this airliner and the people on board. It reminded me a bit of the Langoliers.
Yes, it was a little bit like that.
So they're on this airliner and basically the deal is that they've got to keep travelling into the night. Basically, the sun has become extremely harmful to
gamma rays,
exactly, to all life. And so they've got to keep out of the sun. So they constantly have to keep this airline flying into the night.
Circumnavigating. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it very much. And it also occasionally reminded me a bit of Lost.
Yeah.
Because you'd get the backstory of an individual character in a sort of flashback.
But it was good because the kind of sciencey bits in it, you know, made sense within that universe. You know, it didn't kind of jump to shark in any way, which I think Lost did.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was really good.
It reminded me of, it sounds preposterous,
but it was really good.
Yeah, when I say it reminded me of Lost, I wasn't talking about the sucky ending. I was talking about, the when Lost was good.
Yeah, the backstories of the characters and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
we both like that. So again, a big thumbs up from both of us.
Oh, yeah, definitely for that.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. So that's Into the Night again on Netflix. Mm. And the other one, we like everybody else, we watched Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
And we really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
He was just a portrait of a sociopath.
Wasn't he, though?
Yeah.
God, yeah.
And although, you know, a lot of them came across that. Certainly all of the men.
Yeah, all of the guys who had those sort of tiger zoos or whatever. What is with that big
tiger,
cat thing?
It's big just, cat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
And not just that, but like bears and... exotic animals. I just think it's hideous.
The more dangerous the animal, the more of a man you are.
Yeah.
Because you are the master of this dangerous animal.
God,
this
you'd love to see him getting chomped by them, wouldn't you? Really would, you know, like it's just terrible the conditions they're keeping them in and stuff,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Cads. I liked Carol though and her husband.
I thought
she got a very raw deal from Netflix.
Yeah, I really liked them too. Yeah. Certainly the husband seemed a very sweet man. They both seemed very nice.
God, the stuff they had to put up with. Oh my God, yeah.
And the stuff they had to go through as well. But we don't want to spoil this
sorry,
for people.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we're just assuming that everybody on Earth has seen it.
Yeah. And isn't there some rumour that Nicolas Cage is going to play him
dramatisation? This is true, yeah. There's the dramatisation with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, he'd be able to do the deranged thing pretty well, I'd imagine.
He would, even though he looks nothing like him.
No, he doesn't look anything like him.
So, Tiger King, yes, we both liked.
Ah, yeah, I enjoyed that very much.
Very much,
very much.
And that's all, that's almost it from us on the TV front, but I forgot Maniac.
Oh, yeah.
Maniac, not the 70s, was it the 80s slasher movie, but a show called Maniac with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. This, again, is on Netflix.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed that very much. It's not new. It's been around for a while. But we started watching it. And again, we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I wouldn't want to say too much about it, but it's sort of an alternative reality thing, I suppose, in a way, isn't it? Only slightly altered.
Well, it's a fantasy story. Yeah. A group of people go into a kind of an experiment, you know, like one of those experiments where you sign up for an experiment, you get paid money, and they do things to trials.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a kind of a psychotherapeutic thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
And they all sort of go into their own heads, and then, you know, there's kind of like a shared psychic, for the lack of a better word, experience between the two main characters. It's really, really enjoyable.
Yeah, very entertaining. I thought it was really good. And it was very original in many ways, I thought.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yeah, I'd definitely recommend that.
So again, big thumbs up from us.
Mm.
Yeah. So all pretty good then from us, except for Creepshow on Shudder, which we didn't like, but everything else we did.
Yes, we did pretty much. So we've had a run of luck lately with Netflix. So.
We have, yeah. And I think all of those shows will be available everywhere, probably. But anyway, that's it, I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen. There isn't really a great deal going on in our lives, as I'm sure there isn't a great deal going on in yours. But needless to say, when something happens, if something happens, you'll hear about it here in Meanwhile or, you know, somewhere on Patreon. But that's about it. I'm sorry. I wish there was lots going on, but there just isn't, my friends. And so, that said, it's goodbye from Pauline.
Oh, goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me, Mike. I hope wherever you are that you're well, safe and happy and hopefully amused with podcasts and Netflix and whatever else you might have there. Thank you for listening and farewell.
Bye.
Oh, the music you're listening to is by Andrew Rothman. Find out more at arothman.com.
Oops.
Which brings us to the exciting segment. Oh, fuck. Which brings us to the... Sorry, I'm rubbish at this. Brings us to the exciting segment. What's on my TV?
MikeBennettPodcast.com.